Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here, and a couple of bits of exciting news. First of all, I hit 5,000 games. Very exciting. I was at a 35% win rate. That's been awesome. Feels really good, and can't say I care about the Trading Post avatar that I unlocked, but it's there. I appreciate it anyway. I actually unlocked the most recent campaign hard mode avatar, and that's what I am rocking right now until I get up to Brain World. Commodore Zhang is that avatar, and I think it's really cool to have an avatar that's a person, that's a hero, and Zhang is pretty awesome. I'm not sure why, but I think White Wizard Games has picked Commodore Zhang out to highlight in a lot of ways. Commodore Zhang is a playmat feature, featured as an avatar, and I think somewhere else as well. I can't quite remember. Commodore Zhang is an awesome hero, so that's cool. Let's see what else is going on. Just been having a blast in the arena, continuing to find success there. I did another clean 6-0 run last night, and again, high variance people talking about high variance. My win rate's like at 80% now for this one, and that's after I started 1-4. Is that this one? I think that's after I started 1-4. So if you figure this thing out and get in there. I know Darklighter's been having a hard time. I'm not sure if he's straightened it out and done well, but dive back into the arena. The other thing that's going on right now is I am currently in my car driving to Geek Way to the West. This is St. Louis's board games convention that happens every year here at the end of May, and I am lucky enough to attend, and I am just excited. It's a really awesome convention because it's just centered around people playing games. There's a massive library with thousands of games that you can check out and play. Then there's a totally separate library, which is the Play and Win library. If you check out a game, play it, turn it in, you can put your name into the drawing for that game. And I think there's about 100 games and 7 copies of each average. So they're going to give away 700 games to about 2,000 people. You can only win one of them. So it's just a really high chance of getting a game for free. Plus, when you go, you get another game for free, which was the winner of last year's design contest. All of that is really exciting. But it brings me to the question of the day. Let's cut over there. Question of the daytime. This Saturday, I am running my first face-to-face, in real life, physical card game Star Realms tournament. I'm doing it at Geek Way to the West here in St. Louis, which is an awesome convention you should consider coming to because we could meet and play Star Realms together. I'm really excited. I basically hosted this thing just so that I could play in it. But my question is this. How, if for those with experience playing in them, running them, do you have any tips? Do you have any recommendations? Let me tell you what I'm going to be doing right now. I got materials from White Wizard Games for, they sent me 8 copies of the physical card set. They sent me 4 Vanilla and 4 Colony Wars, which is amazing. And then they sent me for prizes a playmat and a box and Breeding Site promos for the top 8, and then Star Barge promos for every participant. They can all have 2 as far as I'm concerned with what I've got. So 8 decks is enough for 16 people to play at once. So the plan was to do a 16-person maximum Swiss format tournament. 4 rounds with like 50 minutes at each round, something like that, maybe an hour at each round. And then best 2 out of 3, you get a standings point for winning a game. You get a standings point for winning a match. So if you win 2-0, that gets you 3 points. If you win 2-1, it gets you 3 points, but it gets your opponent 1 point, basically. Then there's a possibility with an odd number of players that someone will have a bye each round. So there's a question of how many points you should get for a bye. Right now I have it set at 2 points. If it was 3, you basically are assuming a sweep win. Or you're assuming that you win the round. But then you're going to lose on tie breaks to players that also won that round, because the tiebreaker is the median. Maybe you wouldn't on that case. If it was the sum of your opponent's points, then you would lose on tiebreakers. But if it's the median of your opponent's points, then you might not lose that way. So I don't know. I'm debating between 3 and 2 here. I'm probably going to go with 2. That way it is better than a one-game loss. It's better than any loss, but it's less good than a win. I think that takes care of it. Just sucks, I guess, if you're on the bye. I don't know what to say about it. Anyway, 4 rounds, and then you just take the winner. Somebody's going to win 3 matches, 4 matches in a row, and they'll win the whole thing. I guess that's the plan. Alternatively, I could do 4 rounds and then a playoff between the top 2 or something. But I think just time-wise, we'll do the Swiss, and that'll be that. Anything that you guys, if you've run it, any tips, anything you remember from your first time that I should know? Is it just a terrible idea to play in it and run it? Call into the show, reply on Facebook, let me know. I'll let you know how this thing goes. All right, well, I have an interesting update here. Put the sign-up sheet up on the events board there so people could sign up. As I said, I have 8 decks, so I plan for 16 people to be in, including myself. And wasn't sure if we would get to that. I got a call from somebody at the convention just now that said, hey, the sheet's full, so what's the deal? And I said, well, put your name on the list anyway, and come on Saturday, and we'll use you as an alternate. Thing is, we only have these 8 card sets, but like, if you bring a deck, then, you know, we could have more tables. We could just have more people in the Swiss, you know, so this changes things somewhat, and I'm curious if anybody has thoughts on it. With more than 16 people, in an ideal world, you would do a 5-round Swiss, best 2 out of 3, but I don't think that we have time for best 2 out of 3 for 5 rounds. We have 4 hours. I don't think 5 rounds is going to jam into 4 hours, so what I'm thinking now is, like, maybe we'll just do 1 or 2 games. See, even still, 2 games could take the whole time. But just 1 game, like 7-round Swiss. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know how many people will show up. So let me know if you have thoughts on this one, and we'll take it from there. Got another update here. Apparently, Victoria works at White Wizards Games, is at Geekway, saw the poster, saw it was full, wanted to put some more names on there, and I said, yeah, go ahead. I explained the whole thing to her. She said, all right, well, I have like 4 packs, 4 like card sets that we can use, so we're going to expand the tournament, and she's got additional prize support as well, so everything's going to be awesome. Can't wait. It does mean that we'll just play one game per round and probably have, like, you know, a good number of rounds, maybe 10 rounds. So, should be cool. Okay, well, registration is up to about 25 people. I am going to cap it at 32 if I can. Right now, the only thing stopping people from signing up is potentially demand and just the size of that sheet of paper. We will see, but I've had some interesting information. A lot of people seem to think that basically if you play single game rounds of Swiss format, each round could take an hour, which I don't know. I mean, I guess you can't really control the speed at which people are going to play, other than to tell them, I guess, I don't know, if they don't finish it, they don't get points, but that's not a great solution. I'm probably going to end up doing as many single game rounds of Swiss as I can. I don't know. I read an article on maybe the Star Realms website, a guest post, I can't remember who it was from, that was just sort of said what they did when they ran a tournament. And they said that they had 1 hour rounds for best 2 out of 3, which to me seems reasonable. I played 3 game matches at school in 40 minutes less. I get, but you know, some people are slow. The thing is, it's like, it's not a Legends tournament. It's not like there's $10,000 on the line. Somebody gets a playmat. So it's not that crazy. I don't even think I'm going to break it down to like top four, go to something or something, because I don't really even have the time. I got to go home, be with my kids at some point, you know what I mean? So I think we'll just do as many single game rounds of Swiss as we can. Maybe that'll be five. It'll be good. Six would be better. And we'll see. All right. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Minicast. Preparations are underway, obviously, for this tournament. And of course, I will update you on how everything goes. Tomorrow, I'm going to record an episode about Geekway to the West and some of the very cool happenings going on there. I'll see you next time. And until then, I'll see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.